In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, today is the first Thursday of the month, and in our Holy Catholic Church that is especially dedicated for priests and for prayers for priests, that they would do well the work of God in giving sacraments and holy teaching of the Church to the people. And today is also the feast day of a great Pope, Pope Saint Pius X. The Pope is somebody who is an heir of all the powers which Christ gave to Saint Peter, the first Pope. On our present day and age, we don't have anyone to fulfill this great office, but as God has promised to his people that the Church will always be, even on today, you have the same Mass, the same sacraments, and the same teaching as all the Christians have had for centuries and centuries. Our saint of the day, Pope Saint Pius X, was living in Italy in the 19th century, and he came from very poor family, and he did not have much to look for in life. But he had one very special dream, which he one day confided to his mother. He one day said to her, "Mother, I would like to be a priest." But his mother, knowing their financial strains, answered to him, "A priest? Impossible, boy, forget it." In those days, the country where he lived, Italy, was very poor, and if somebody came from poor family, he had little or no hope to receive higher education, which was necessary for priests to have. But nevertheless, Saint Pius X had a dream, and most of all, he had something what is called vocation. He wanted to serve God, dedicating his whole life to his service. And a priest who celebrates the holy sacrifice of the Mass is one of those God's servants who most perfectly lives and does what Christ did when he was living on the earth. So it was great desire and vocation for Saint Pius X to wanting to become a priest. Since he was such a good student, he received a special stipend to go to a good school where he could do these valuable studies. But he lived in the far away from that school, so it demanded lots of sacrifice for him to go to school and do well in his studies. Early in the morning, he would leave his house dressed in a pair of trousers and a jacket, which were sewed by his mother. For his lunch, his mother gave him a simple chunk of bread, and which he was meant to eat as his lunch. And the road which led to the school was not so much a road than a simple cow path through the open field, which during the winter months would get very cold, so and in the summer unbearably hot. So, and since his family was poor, he used to walk in the school barefooted and slung his shoes over his shoulders so that they would not wear, and because it was very expensive to replace them if they got broken. So you see, children, today's saint, Saint Pius X, had to make lots of sacrifices in order to be educated and to become a priest and a good and faithful servant of God. He did so well in school that he was admitted to the place called seminary, which is a special place educating those young men who want to become the priests. But when he was there, he got the sad news that his father, whom he loved very much, had suddenly died. And now he again had a choice to make in his life. should he go and leave his beloved state of life to help his mother and younger siblings who were now at home and who had to make up or get along without the salary of their father. He thought over this and called his mother and asked her, "Shall I come home, mother, and give up my studies? I'm the oldest boy and must help you." But his mother answered, "Nothing doing, son. We'll manage. God's providence will help us." And the family did manage, and the young Saint Pius X finished his education, and he eventually became a priest, a man who is able to celebrate Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And he became also much more. He eventually became a pastor, a man who is in charge of parish. Then he became a bishop, a man who is in charge of diocese, that is, lots and lots of different parishes. And finally, he became the successor of Saint Peter himself, that is, the Pope, the leader of the whole Catholic Church. So you see, children, the young Saint Pius X had in his mind a dream to do the will of God and to serve him in the holy office of the priesthood. He had little or no hope that he would ever succeed in his dream of his, but because he did, like every good Catholic boy and girl should do, he gave his full confidence and trust and hope to God and faithfully did his duties and said lots of prayers and served everybody around him humbly, kindly, and with charity. He, who was from very poor surroundings, was raised to the great sanctity. That's the great lesson for us children, that even if we have dreams, good dreams, which might be hard to make up in this life because of sorrows, of difficulties, what is very hard or impossible to us, all that is possible to God. Ask always the help of God, your Heavenly Father, in all the days of your life. And when you think first of serving God and how to be a good child and a good servant and obedient and charitable to everybody around you, all that charity which you show will come hundredfold back to you, and you and all your the good and humble servants of God will be rewarded greatly by their Heavenly Father. God bless you. In the name of the Father.